Today, many large corporations stress the importance of diversity on their websites. But current statistics show that the typical manager in America still tends to be white and male. Obviously, the desire to bring about diversity has not translated into corporate reality. Why is this? A team of researchers from the University of Basel published their new study about people's attitudes towards diversity at work. They found that people have a wide range of opinions concerning diversity. On the one hand, many see value in diversity, which can contribute a variety of perspectives, encourage new ideas, and generate innovative solutions. On the other hand, they assume that it might be difficult to work with someone who has completely different views, speaks a different language, or has a different style of work. The actual value they attribute to diversity depends on the decision-making perspective. Doubts about the practicability of diversity have a greater weight if a person is directly affected. In other words, when a person's own work group is involved, they tend to prefer team members who are similar to themselves. But when people make decisions for others, they typically put together a more diverse team. These findings could help organizations become more diverse. Companies need to pay attention to who makes hiring and team decisions. These decisions should not only be made by those directly affected. People who are not directly involved in the group's daily work should also take part.